This is Vern Casper, Party Language, put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
See, sometimes those late 60s songs kind of fit.
It certainly fits on a Monday. Yeah, this is a definitely. Great intro. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to the good folks over at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store. Weather, boy, they got some snow this morning south of us, didn't they?
Oh, man, we dodged a bullet.
Thank goodness.
We were supposed to get it, and I watched it on the radar this morning, and we actually, snow went north of us. Just a little pocket of it. And then, yeah, they got slammed.
I'm just glad it wasn't us. I mean, I feel bad for them.
I do, but we got slammed earlier when we got that big 10 inches and everything else, mm-hmm. and they got the smaller amount, so.
Yeah. But then I think they got one after us that was bigger, and we got one that was smaller. So either way, I'm sorry they got it. But as we say, this is sectional week. I mean, it's going to happen.
And have you seen what the weather forecast is?
It looks like rain every day, right?
Let's just say we might see the sun today for a while today. Be happy. Do not put the umbrella away anywhere. Get it out. Get multiples out and put them in your vehicles.
My
have them at the
goodness.
Door. Your boots, your raincoat. Yeah, we're going to get some warmer temperatures.
Tuesday, 90. Wednesday, 90% chance. Thursday, 80% chance.
We aren't going to see sunshine until Sunday.
Yeah, but even next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have a chance of rain as well. But Monday looks great, folks.
It's like, today looks good. Don't bet on the rest of the week for any outdoor any activities. And let's hope this rain soaks in and doesn't just run off, because the water tables are actually, believe it or not, in a drought condition. The water tables are very, very low. So,
yeah, fingers crossed.
But yeah, the amounts, they're saying an inch. Up to an inch or maybe even a little more every day. So if you stop and think about that, that's 5-6 inches or more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll fill the creek beds back up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It'll all run off to the creek beds and it won't go where it needs to. But yeah, we're looking at 60s.
I like that.
Yeah.
I was hoping, I wore this because it's one of my comfy sweaters that I try not to wear every day, but it's one of those you would want to wear every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, buddy, this might be the last time this year, so this is how I'm feeling with this sweater today. So,
well, you know me, I can wear a sweatshirt in 80 degree weather, so I'll be wearing whatever, whatever's comfortable no matter what day it is. So, but yeah.
Well, I'm hoping this is the last day I have to have this sweater on. Now, is Sunday not the day we spring forward?
Yes, this coming Sunday, yeah.
When are we going to be done with that?
I don't know. It affects you guys a lot more than it does me. It doesn't bother me.
Good for you.
It bothers my husband. It bothers my son. But it does not faze me a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, I am ready for that to be done. What happened to the good old days where we did not have to change? I liked that. Or just pick one and stick with one, whichever one you want. I don't care.
Stock market and the Chicago Board of Trade. That's the reason why they do it. No, seriously, that is.
That's silly.
That's the whole reason. It's like, I'm sorry, but we don't all trade stocks. So
not only that, it affects our children too. I mean, think about when school starts and it's light out until 10 o'clock. I mean, it's pretty hard to get some of the kids to want to come in mm-hmm. when it's light out until 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Thoughts? We'd love to hear from you. 659-3338 if you have stocks or thoughts on on stocks. Yes, let us know what's good out there so we can get in on that. Yeah, but no also how you feel about the time change
right now,
coming up this weekend.
Right now, it ain't oil. Well, no, it is. If you own oil stock, yep, you're going to be making money.
Yeah, interesting weekend, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep. All going up.
I'm not well-versed, so I'm not educated enough to talk about it, so I don't know that I have an opinion yet.
Yeah.
But still, a lot happening this weekend, and our thoughts and prayers go out to our military to keep them safe and the folks serving. So.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I'm the way with you. I don't really, I don't know, I can't have an educated opinion at this point right now, so.
But if you do, we'd love to hear from you, 659-3338. I was hoping we'd hear from Carl today.
Yeah.
Come on, Carl. What's going on? We haven't heard from you.
I don't know. Is he gone again?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe they're on vacation.
I mean, they travel so much that...
I thought he said he was staying around, though, now.
He was. He's sending his wife, but that doesn't mean she's not dragging him at least once or twice, you know?
So, he's at home having ice cream for breakfast. You know he is.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Who am I to talk? That apple spice cake from C&R Catering
was
say, amazing.
You just had another slice of cake.
That with coffee in the morning is... that was amazing.
Nothing against Rodney or anything. I'm not a fan of apple spice cake.
Yeah, she's not big on sweets in general.
No,
unless
I'm
it's
not.
Just chocolate.
I'm not. Yeah.
But I'm just telling you.
His brownies
amazing.
Are to die for. For sure. But... lots going on this week.
Yeah, today is Monday, March 2nd, by the way. Today is Read Across America Day, celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday. And I'm wondering, I know my kids dressed up for school on this day, something Dr. Seuss. I'm wondering if they still do that.
I don't know. I remember my kids doing it too, so but it's cool. My mom always liked that, the fact that he was, because I think I'd have to look and see when his birthday was, but.
It's today.
Yeah. Well, today is my mom's, or would be my mom's birthday. She's
celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday with your mom.
Yeah, exactly. If she were still here, she'd be 101.
Wow. Do you have a favorite Dr. Seuss book?
For me, I'm going to say, I mean, I always liked the, the One Fish, Two Fish. That was one of the first ones I ever remember reading. But for me, probably Horton Hears a Who in my age group. Now I like the bunny ones, but my granddaughter is just, Puddin' is just obsessed with the Dr. Seuss bunny books.
Okay.
There's five different ones.
I'm not familiar with those.
There's five different ones. It's about this little bunny that goes through things like one he doesn't want to be a bunny, and then he realizes that he does by the end of the book that he still wants to be a bunny because he has all these brothers and sisters and he kind of wants to get away from them. He's like the oldest. So, but yeah, she... And then there's others, but she really likes the bunny books. So, yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of good ones out there. Today is also National Old Stuff Day. Clean out your closet, dust off your desk, and throw out some of the junk in the garage. You don't really need all that stuff anyway, do you? Oh, and maybe try something new, too. Today's also about breaking away from the same old, same old.
I get that.
I could see that.
Spring cleaning. I think of that as soon as it hits March. Spring cleaning.
Today is World Teen Mental Wellness Day, raising awareness and battling the stigma of mental health issues among teens. And on a much lighter note, it's World Music Therapy Day, celebrating all the ways music eases tension and anxiety. And yes, that includes rage metal. Music can help children with cognitive, social, and emotional issues. And scientific studies have found it can even ease pain, which is why they play it at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the playlist, I guess.
Yeah, it does. I think so, but yeah, no.
I like to hear it when I go to the doctor or the dentist. The last time I had a procedure done, it was great music. There was some Fleetwood Mac in there.
I'm not the elevator music type person.
Yeah, not elevator music. That's what I say. It depends on the music.
Yeah.
But like some easy Fleetwood Mac, that was really good. And then I was out, so that was I only remembered about 3 seconds of it. Today is John Bon Jovi's birthday. He is 64 today. Kind of hard to believe, but yet I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I get it.
You guys are close, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's just a little under a year behind me, so, yeah.
That's funny. We do have a caller on the line, I guess. So we'll get to Melissa's getting it set up here and getting the call transferred. So,
why is okay? And I know, but I'm not sure what line he's on because now I have nothing blinking. Okay.
Ooh. Okay, let's see if he's there. Russ, are you there?
Are you there, Russ?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Woohoo! We can hear you. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any stock in socks, but I do have a story for you.
Oh, we need it.
Okay. Well, it's a true story about Dr. Seuss, and his. You know what his first book was?
I don't know what his first book was. No.
Okay, his first book was "And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street," which I have to confess I've never seen that, but it almost was not published. He actually. Wrote this while he was on an ocean voyage, and he tried 20 to 30 times to get it published. 20 to 30 times to get
really?
It published. Yes. And after the last rejection, he was walking home, and he intended to burn it.
Aww.
Yeah. And he randomly bumped into an old Dartmouth classmate. And this classmate was an editor at Vanguard Press. And he showed him the manuscript, and he agreed to publish it, 1937. So he had 20 to 30 no. But he was about ready to burn it. He said, Dr. Seuss said if he was walking on the other side of the street, there wouldn't have been a Dr. Seuss, books.
Divine intervention, we call that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very well, interesting.
Yeah. Well, I went to the gala for the Hope, and that was interesting. And then I also went to the play over the weekend, the We Care gala.
You talk about that. How was that?
It was very good. I mean, the stories that people have, the true stories, are amazing. Amazing. It's just a reminder that a lot of hurting people out there, and a lot of people that are off the guardrails, and yet they find a way back on the right path. It's a very fulfilling story, very wonderful story. And that was probably the highlight, is to hear the speaker also had a couple Chick-fil-A's down in Bloomington, and he was the main speaker and talked about his wanderings as well, but I'm pretty sure they raised quite a bit of money.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then you saw the play?
I saw the play. It was definitely dumb fun.
Good.
Dumb fun for sure. McLaughlin had it nailed. I think that was a great way to describe it. It was like, it was kind of funny. I mean, there were twists and turns you didn't anticipate, and there would be somebody on the stage. You know, she's the only sane one up there. She's, you know, I like her. She's the only one that makes any sense. And it turned out she was married 36 times.
All right then, a little Liz Taylor,
and never divorced.
Oh, well, that's even more interesting.
but all through the play, she's the good one.
Well, on a much heavier note, Russ, what is your take on what's happening, you know, around the world right now?
Well, I don't think there's anybody listening that likes to pick up a gun or create violence. Iran has been perplexing, and I think that one of the last straws was they offered Iran nuclear fuel for life. So free, you know, here you can have all the nuclear fuel you want for the rest for forever. And or for an extended period of time, and they said no. Okay, so what does that tell you? if they say they're getting the uranium refined for peaceful reasons, and you offer them nuclear fuel free for an extended period of time, like for life, and they say no, that leaves one thing left. As long as you make that agreement ironclad. I mean, it's true that they could maybe not believe you or don't think you're going to come through with your promise. But if you can make that promise ironclad with certain guarantees and they still say no, that means they wanted it to build weapons, period. And in my view, I do not trust Iran on the world stage. In terms of peace with a nuclear weapon, I just don't, and I think many people don't.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the next few weeks. But again, thoughts and prayers out to the military personnel that are having to go through all of this, and so we wish our troops the best.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's I've thought about it many times this weekend, and probably similar to my father when he was in the Navy. He was in his in the barracks, and he woke up on D-Day, and he knew what was happening on D-Day, and he knew that people were getting killed, and it was happening right now, and that's happening right now too.
Yeah, not good. So we'll continue to follow it and see what happens and watch with the rest of the country. So for some reason, call line two is not picking up. So we do have somebody else trying to call in. So I'm going to kick you off for now, if that's all right, and try and get this other call.
Absolutely.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Russ. Talk to you soon. All right, caller, if that's you on the line, hang on there. I think Melissa's trying to get you guys patched through here. And we've had the phones worked on, and we're going to see if... But I don't think they're still working quite right, maybe. Anyway, she's working on that right now. In the meantime, for those of you that have grandkids, I was telling Melissa over the weekend, she had grandkids and I had grandkids. There's a story that's been reported that Kristen Bell will be making $60 million for the next two Frozen movies. She set the record straight and said... talked about it on the red carpet last night. She says she's set to star in Frozen 3 and 4... $60 million. I know those movies were big. Again, if you have kids or grandkids that are little, I'm sure you're aware of the Frozen movies, but wow, that is a lot of money for a couple of movies.
Yeah.
So that's a good payday. But, I mean, it made a lot of money, so you reap what you sow, right?
I mean, they look at you know, how much they brought in, because the actors actually get, which they should, a portion of the revenue. You know, besides what they get from making the movie, they also get a portion of the revenue. So they're just looking at that all together.
Mm-hmm. All right. I hear you. All right. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hi. It's not Carl.
That's all right. We're glad to hear from you as well. Kim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. How about you, ladies?
Hey, you know what? It's a Monday, so.
Oh, yeah.
But there's the alternative is worse, right? If you're not having
absolutely.
A Monday.
Yeah.
So we'll
my dad always said, if you're above ground, it's a good day.
That's exactly right. It gives us a chance anyway.
Absolutely. There's something to strive for.
That's right.
Oh, I was talking, you were talking about, you know, what happened over the weekend. Well, I call it Donald John Trump's war, and it's another distraction, because he doesn't want us to keep our minds on what we are interested in. Now, I only heard this once, but allegedly he raped a teenage girl at Jeffrey Epstein's Island. Now, is that some of the papers that we're never going to see? Or
I don't know. I mean, I think that Epstein Island is just... that's bad. I have to tell you, I think that's bad. But I don't believe in my heart that he's doing this just to, as a front to get everybody's mind on that. I think that would be, you talk about the low of low. I feel like
not this particular thing.
I mean, do. Yeah. I believe in my heart that this time that he believes some. And we've had other presidents that did not trust, you know, Iran and some. And so there have been issues with the Bushes and clear back. And so, but I just have to believe if that's the only reason that you are costing yeah. American lives, then that's low of low.
Well, that's my opinion.
At least you're honest about it. I like that.
Absolutely. But Trump and these people do not understand that these Arabs, they're still living in the 5th century.
They are.
And we cannot change their opinion. We will not change their opinion. Like you say, whichever president. Everybody wants to live in modern, but those people.
Well, there are some places in the world that, you know, we are not in. You know, there's a few islands that, you know, we're not supposed to go to. Some of the things that happened, especially to women in some of these other countries, in my opinion, it's sad. I mean, when a woman has to bow down and
there was a newscaster who has family in Iran, and her family, she has been in contact with them. I mean, they're taking their lives and they're, you know, by contacting outside their area, but she has been in contact with them. They are thrilled that the main leader is gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they are afraid of at this point is that it's not going to, they're not going to get them all, basically. And it's not going to lead to true political freedom that they want. That there's just going to be somebody else step up and they're going to stay in the same problems that they have.
Absolutely.
That it's not going to be a complete, it's not going to be a fix.
I mean,
look what happened to Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once we came completely out of Iraq, they moved back in and took Iraq back over. So, and that's what she said, her family, that's their biggest fear.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's just going to be 10 times worse.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're going to take out different evil leaders, there's Putin, there's that Korean Kim, there's, we can go on and on, the ones in Africa and whatever. Where does this stop? I mean, if this is where we're going,
Yeah, that is the problem. I mean,
I don't think there's a way to clean house.
No, there's not.
We can't even clean house in Congress. Are you kidding me?
They are so spineless, and if they're just letting Donald Trump take over, then why are we paying these people with our tax money if they're not doing anything?
Well, we're not letting Donald Trump take over. We still have leaders up there that are letting him do it. I mean, so whether they're voting for it, I mean, there's not enough people voting against it. We'll put it that
way. Absolutely,
yeah. So have you seen the list of the people that were on the Epstein file list, Kim? Did you look that over?
Oh, I saw some of them. And so, like, I think Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I saw Hillary Clinton on that list, and Hillary said the other day that she wasn't familiar with Ghislaine Maxwell, that she knew who she was. Now, you can't tell me that she's been to Epstein's Island and doesn't know Ghislaine any better than that.
Well, what about Melania? She said she didn't, nobody's asked her, but you've seen pictures of her with Epstein. I mean, I want to know the whole thing, and I thought maybe MAGA would be happy. Speaking of MAGA, did you hear a couple of months ago that somebody asked Trump about when he's getting on a plane, what do you think about this Epstein? And he said, MAGA, if you're still talking about this, you're stupid, and I don't need you. And I thought, those people put you in office. Now you're calling them stupid. And we know he doesn't need them because he's got the rich people in his pocket.
I'm not rich.
No.
Now, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm in his pocket. I'm certainly not in his circle, but I did vote for him. And I mean, you know me, I don't care for him as a person, but I still believe in the Republican Party as a whole and their values and what they are trying to do. Although,
they don't stand up. That's
again, well, I mean, do the Democrats? I mean, we had Clinton. I mean, did anybody really stand up to him?
I think we just need to clean house.
Not a lot.
And we can't because there's no term limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the one person who's screaming for a third term is the one who's screaming to have term limits. It's like, excuse me, you have term limits. You're the only one who does.
I think he just likes to throw things out to get people.
Oh, he does. He does. He is still a television personality, and that's pretty
absolutely.
Much it.
Does anybody else hear the circus music when he walks up to the microphone? Because
He's actually pretty funny.
He's not a he doesn't act presidential. He acts like a bully.
Well, that's why
that's
put him in there.
That's what he is.
I don't want a regular president at this point. That's my thing. They've all, you know, we've had years and people have been politicians. We see some of them for 30, 50, 60 years. Mm-hmm. And if they can't get anything done, I don't want the same old. I voted for something different. That's why I put him in there. Let's, you know, whether he's. I don't like his personality per se, but I want to see some changes. I want to see somebody try something different.
But there's different, and then there's destruction, and I just feel like he's just Donald the Destructor. This is, hey, remember he said he could bring us all together? Have we ever been farther apart than we are now?
I don't know.
He doesn't want us together.
I really don't think he does.
And there are some things he does I do not agree with. There was a post just recently that I was like, I do not agree with. However, I think he wants us to come. I think he wants us to come together under his terms.
Oh, yeah, that's probably. Yeah, so, bowing down.
That's right. So anyway,
well, that I'll leave. And thanks. Take care, ladies, and thank you. And
hey,
everybody have
Kim,
a nice
thanks
day.
For calling in. We always appreciate hearing another opinion. So thank you for calling in. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. 659-3338. If you have an opinion, questions, or comments, we'd love to hear from you today as well. We are supposed to have a guest coming up here in the second half. I haven't heard from our guest. I hope he remembered today. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But we are supposed to have a guest coming up here in the second half as well. So we are pretty close to the break, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll go and see if by chance he's up front or whatever, and we'll come back. How's that?
Works for me.
All right. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.